Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Everyone has a story of where they came from, but not everyone has an origin story that changed the course of history forever. Everything changed because of Jesus. So his origin stories have been important for over 2,000 years. But what are the origin stories of Jesus? Where did he come from? And what stories did people tell about him in those early days? So let's take a look at the origin stories of Jesus.
When we hear this story of the first Easter morning, I think we're often quick to forget that Mary and Salome, they had no idea what was going on. They were just doing what they thought was the right thing to do by their family member Jesus. They knew that they had to finish burying him because they had run out of time on that Friday before because the Sabbath had started. And all they were concerned about was doing what they had set out to do, which was give him a proper burial. They had no idea what was about to happen. I mean, think about what they went through on that morning. On their way there, their only concern that they voiced was how were they going to roll the stone away from the grave because they were concerned they couldn't do it themselves. That was the sole thing that they were concerned about. But as they approached, everything changed. As they approached, they first saw that the stone had been rolled away. And when they saw that the stone had been rolled away, the only thing that they would have been worried about at that time is that somebody had robbed the grave and had taken the body of Jesus. There's nothing else that would have come to mind because when they saw that, that is the only thing that they would have been concerned about. Because that's the only thing they assumed that could have happened. But then they get closer and they go into the tomb is when they find out that everything had changed. According to the text, when they walk in, they encounter an angel of the Lord, a messenger who is dressed in all white and speaks to them and gives them some amazing news. And the angel says to them, "Do not be alarmed," which makes sense because every time in Scripture when people encounter an angel, a messenger of God, they're afraid because it's probably a terrifying experience. And the angel goes on, though, after they are still in shock, probably, but he says to them, "Jesus of Nazareth, who you came here to find, is no longer here. He has been raised. He is no longer in this place." See, this is the place he points to where they were. This is the place where he was laid, and he is no longer here. To which they would have said, "Of course we know that that's what was happening here because we came earlier and put him here. And the fact that he's not here is very clear to us." But what wasn't clear to them was why this was so important. The angel then would go on to give them instructions. He says to them, "I want you to go back to the disciples and to Peter and tell them that Jesus is going ahead of them to Galilee and that he is going to appear to them." Now that's the end of the interaction that the ladies have with the angel. It says then after that, they flee the scene. They run away because they're filled with fear and amazement. And despite the fact that they were told to go and tell Peter and the disciples about all of this, you know what they do? They do nothing. They simply can't find their way forward to tell anybody about what had happened, probably because they were still in shock by all of it. Now, according to the Gospel of Mark, the story, this origin story part of Jesus, it ends here. It's the very end of what happens. But the good news for us is that just because the story ends here doesn't mean that the story of Jesus stops at this place. Because we have to remember that even though that the ladies were given a message to deliver to the disciples that they didn't deliver, there was still a promise that was being made there. There was a promise that Jesus would appear to the disciples and appear to Peter and then perhaps to others and show them that Jesus was back from the dead. And this was really important because The fact that there was an empty tomb wouldn't have been compelling to anyone that Jesus had been raised from the dead. They would have assumed, too, simply that Jesus had been stolen, that his body had been taken away. But if a dead person, who you know was dead, shows up to you, you are going to start to think that something else is up. And that's what happens next in the life of Jesus. After God had raised Jesus from the dead, he then starts to show up in people's lives, and people start to experience the resurrected Jesus. In particular, there was a moment where Jesus shows himself to Peter. There's a moment where Jesus shows himself to many of the disciples. It says that Jesus had meals with the disciples. There's other times where Jesus shows up and shows himself to crowds of people. All of this is what happens in the time after Jesus was resurrected from the dead. And this is really important because this is what changed everything for the people in that time. At that moment, what convinced them that God was at work was not that there was an empty tomb. What convinced them that God was at work was that there was a resurrected Jesus who was showing them that God had raised Jesus from the dead. That God had done something amazing and had shown them that God was with Jesus at this time. And that God had never actually left Jesus in that way either. Now, this is a beautiful and super amazing story for us to hear anytime and every time, because it shows us something so important about what God was up to. Even if Mary and Salome couldn't see it, and we can't fault them for not seeing it, what we know is that God was up to something amazing. What God was up to is that God was saving the world. God was redeeming the world by resurrecting Jesus from the dead. God was doing something so amazing for us. What was God doing? Well, God was winning even if they couldn't see it. What was God doing? God was using imperfect people to achieve God's perfect purposes. And that is the gift of the resurrected Jesus in our lives. I mean, think about the way in which it matters so much to us that God is winning when we can't understand it or can't see it. When Mary and Salome showed up at the grave, they thought all was lost. They thought nothing was left there for them and nothing was going to be good for Jesus anymore. Because of how Jesus died, with everybody abandoning him and betraying him, they thought at best God had left them because God was mad at them, or at worst that God had maybe never been with them at all. But when they find out later on that Jesus was resurrected from the dead, when other people experience the resurrected Jesus, we learn that God was winning even though we couldn't see it. That God was absolutely at work in all of this. And what God was doing when he raised Jesus from the dead, well, God was defeating the power of sin and death through this moment. The sin of the world that put Jesus on the cross was no longer going to be held against us. And the power of death that would have kept Jesus dead was defeated by God so that we could understand that we would have redemption both in this life and the life to come. And because of all of this amazing work that God did, we can hear this and know this is true for all the people then, all the people that have been, and all of us now, and all of us will be. Because when God did this, God did something that changed the course of history for everybody. And that is simply amazing. It's the ultimate win when you can't see when someone is winning. Not only did God do this spectacular thing for us in this way, but also think about how God did this. God decided to use imperfect people to achieve God's perfect purposes in this moment. Now, when we think about the imperfect people that God was using, we could think of the women because naturally, as people, they're imperfect. But as we find in the experience that they had, this is not the imperfect persons that God was thinking about when God was going to use people. But you know who was imperfect? Those disciples of Jesus. What did they do in Jesus' greatest moment of need? They betrayed him. They abandoned him. Peter denied him. He said, "I do not even know the man." And instead of throwing them out, and instead of saying, "Well, you missed your chance," you know what God does? God shows up for them. the resurrected Jesus shows up in their lives and shows them the power of God to change lives, to change their lives, and to change the world. And God then uses all of these disciples to help the whole world come to know that God loves the world perfectly, and God is going to love the world forever. And that is simply stunning, that God would use these imperfect people, inspire them so that the world could know that God loves the world and that God would send God's only Son to save us. It's so amazing that God was doing all these things for us, that God was doing all these things around us, and that God was doing these things because of God's love for us. God was redeeming the world and showing us the resurrected Jesus all at once. But we have to remember that it wasn't the empty tomb that inspired people to understand that God was at work. It was the fact that the resurrected Jesus showed up in their lives and showed up to show them that God had defeated the power of death. And because of that, they knew that God was with Jesus, and they believed that God was with them beyond a shadow of a doubt in their hearts and in their minds. And the same thing that was true then is still true for us today. That when the resurrected Jesus shows up in our world today, that's what changes people's hearts, and that's what changes people's minds about the fact that God could love them and the fact that God does love them. Now, the reality is that the resurrected Jesus doesn't show up in the same way that Jesus did in those first days after his resurrection. Instead, actually, Jesus shows up through ordinary people, through ordinary acts of love in our world today. Anytime that people who know they are loved by God love another person, well, they show the love of God to another person. And that's the resurrected Jesus showing up in our world today. So anytime where we have a chance to show love to one another, we show that God has changed our hearts so that we can love the people in our lives. That shows the resurrection to other people. When we do this more and more, we help more and more people know that God's love is real and God's love can change their lives. Why? Because we show them that it's changed our lives. And the most important way we can show people that God is real is to show that God really changes who we are, that God really defeats the power of sin in our lives so that we can be bringing love more and more into the world just like God did through Jesus. And because of all of this, what we know to be true continues to be true, that God can and God will bring more and more love into the world through you and through me. And because God showed us love first, and because God did the amazing work that God did through Jesus to defeat sin and defeat death, that allows us to then go and do the work that God wants us to do, the work that's there for us to do, which is to love everyone as best we can. So what's true is that Mary and Mary and Salome didn't know what was happening on that very first Easter morning. But what is true is that we know what was happening. God resurrected Jesus from the dead so that God could defeat the power of sin and death in this life, and so we could have life to come. God wants each one of us to encounter the resurrected Jesus so that we can know God is at work in the world. God wants us to experience the gift of the resurrection in our lives so that we can know how much God loves us. But God also wants us to help others to experience the gift of the resurrection as well. This is the gift that God gives to us. It's one for us to cherish, but it's also one for us to give away as well. This is the gift that God gives to each one of us.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.